This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Something's wrong, cause my mind is fading. And everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperature's dropping at the rotten oasis. Stealing kisses from the leprous faces. Heads are hanging from the garbage man trees. Mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Pistols are pointing at a poor man's pockets. Smiling eyes ripping out of his sockets. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. 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 Love machines on the sympathy crutches. Discount orgies on the dropout buses. Hitching a ride with the bleeding noses. Coming to town with the briefcase blues. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut.
Was Beck with the Devil's Haircut from Odelay. It'll forever remind me even of breaking a dining room table, doing a backspin on it. It was very badly designed. It had a central support rather than four legs. There's a reason table design is classic, and I proved that by breaking it with a backspin. What is the Devil's Haircut? I sort of picture David Dickinson as having the Devil's Haircut, but that might be to do with when you think about the devil, you think about him being a strange, fiery hue like David Dickinson. Anyway, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. Not spoken to you for a couple of weeks. I've been a busy bunny. There was, of course, the Glastonbury Festival. Six Music's excellent coverage of that got in the way for 1 week. Brilliant, right across the BBC, I thought. I watched more of the festival on my telly post-festival than I did actually being down at Worthy Farm. And then the following week, I was in the studio. So thank you very much to Viv Albertine for filling in for me for that week. There's a reason to play Beck at the top of the show. This week, we're going to concentrate on the work of Bernard Pretty Purdy. He's an amazing drummer, and I'm pretty sure Kerris has done a programme on him in the past. But the reason I'm sort of thinking about him is I decided to do a drum special, which I do every now and again, when I'm feeling groovy. And I had a look at all the different drummers associated with funk and groove, and there was so much material attached to him. He's played on so many amazing records that I thought, no, it's going to end up not being a drum special, but a drummer Bernard Pretty Purdy special. And that's a sample of him on The Devil's Haircut by Beck. He also played on this next tune by Aretha Franklin, Rock Steady. And apparently the drum break in the middle of the song is because when they were performing it live once, Aretha's music flew off the stand. This is what he said, but he's quite the showbiz dude, is Bernard Purdy. Or Bernard Purdy, I think he'd probably pronounce it. He's quite a showbiz creature, so you don't know how true these things are. But apparently while they were performing it live, Aretha's music flew off the stand, so she started repeating the phrase rock, rock steady until somebody put her music back on the stand, and that's what led to the drum break in this song. I don't quite believe it, but it's a nice story. Here, the first offering from Bernard Pretty Purdy. This is Aretha Franklin's Rock Steady. Happy Sunday, everyone. Dropped off. I'll get you for your love, don't worry. There you go. She goes, isn't she amazing? Aretha Franklin and Rock Steady. The first offering from, I suppose, the theme of the show, as well as my featured artist this week, Bernard Pretty Purdy on the drums there. Famous for the Purdy Shuffle, which you just heard during that song. Some good news now from Simone Cilia. She now lives in Scotland, but she's from Australia. She got in touch to say that the Augie March have reformed. These are very old friends of Elbows, an amazing band that didn't really connect over here for many reasons. After a five-year hiatus, that's always the word they use, isn't it? They've got back together, and I'm going to try and get some of their new material to play in a couple of weeks' time. I'm not here next week because it's festival season, and Elbow are all over Europe for the next few weeks. But so, unfortunately, I can't be with you next week, but somebody wonderful will fill in for me, I'm sure. But in any case, when I next speak to you, I'll have some new Augie March. For now, though, this beautiful piece of music is called The Drowning Dream. It really is something else, and it features some pretty special hi-hat work that I'm sure Bernard would appreciate. The Augie March, ladies and gentlemen. The Augie March with The Drowning Dream. That's from an album called Strange Bird, if you want to go and find it. A wonderful band that have just reformed in Australia. We're out there, I think, in October. I'm not entirely sure yet, but we're going to be out there before the end of the year, and it would be great to run into those boys. Thanks for the email, Simone Cilia. Cream sound very, very happy about this next tune. Very simple, one might even say lazy lyrics, but it somehow works, and it kind of reflects the mood I'm in. Take it away, boys. Cream sounding, well, pretty glad, and I'm so glad. Featuring Ginger Baker on drums, he's a drummer with quite a fearsome reputation. There's a great documentary called Beware of Mr. Baker, a notoriously foul-tempered man. But according to a friend of mine who once worked with him, surrounded by lovely people that more than make up for it, an engineer friend of mine, I can't possibly tell you who, was told by Ginger Baker that some work he was doing for Ginger wasn't good enough. He said it sounded, well, I can't repeat what he said. Let's just say he said what he was doing sounded not great. But then he said he wasn't allowed to touch the board. He wasn't allowed to touch the desk in order to change it. So he was like, make it better without actually doing anything. Sounds very reasonable, doesn't it?
Hi, I'm Fatboy Slim. Join me on this week's Six Mix.
This is the Six Mix.
This Friday from 10. For a whole 2 hours, I will be playing you some of the tunes that have inspired me over the years, the tunes that got me DJing, some of the tunes where I heard them and thought, that's how a record should sound, some of the tunes I heard and just plumb ripped off. My biggest inspiration in DJing terms was Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel, which introduced the idea of chopping records apart, scratching them, and that took it to a new level. Join me as I go through an old school experience which encompasses rap, disco, rave, acid house, the best music in my life.
Six Mix with Fatboy Slim.
This Friday night from 10 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Melody's Echo Chamber are a band I'm absolutely stuck on at the moment. Melody Proche is the melody in question. And Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, after they supported Tame Impala, after she supported Tame Impala, got together and put this record together. The album's called Melody's Echo Chamber, as is the artist. This wonderful piece of music, great summer psychedelia for a Sunday afternoon. This is I Follow You.
We'll be right back.
Melody's Echo Chamber and I Follow You. I'm going to play a tune now by Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, Need Your Love So Bad. I'm going to play the USA version. I think it's good when people admit to having been wrong from time to time. I used to insist for years and years that this song, loving Fleetwood Mac, as I always have done, I always used to insist to say this song was schmaltzy. I now either like the schmaltz or I see through the schmaltz and see for what it is, which is a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Great sort of Sam Cooke style strings on it, and of course Peter Green's amazing guitar work. I hope you enjoy it. Fleetwood Mac's Need Your Love So Bad.
To lead me through the night, I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. Now when the night begins, I'm out of end, because I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, that's when I need your love so bad. So why don't you give it up and bring it home to me, or write it on a piece of paper, baby, to me. Tell me that you love me and stop driving me mad. Oh, because I need your love so bad. Need a soft voice to talk to me at night. I don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything alright. Listen to my plea, baby. Bring it to me, because I need your love so bad. Thank you.
and bring it home to me. I write it on a piece of paper, baby, so it can be read to me. Tell me that you love me. Stop driving me mad, because I need your love so bad. Need a soft voice to talk to me at night. Don't want you to worry, baby, I know we can make everything alright. Oh, listen to my plea, baby, bring it to me, because I need your love so bad. Because I need, yes, I need your love so bad.
News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Just hours after Israeli naval commandos made what's believed to be the first ground incursion since the current offensive began, Israel has told Palestinians in the north of Gaza to evacuate their homes. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has said there's an urgent need to stop the violence in Gaza. The Business Secretary, Vince Cable, says he plans to toughen the rules on the takeovers of British companies by foreign firms. It follows recent concerns about a failed US bid for the pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca that could have jeopardised jobs and research. The TUC boss, Francis O'Grady, welcomed the move.
It's definitely a step in the right direction, and this is the kind of thing that the government should be concentrating on. How do we make sure that we get real investment for the future and we start tackling living standards instead of having a bit of old-fashioned union bashing?
Pope Francis has raised the possibility that the ban on Catholic priests marrying could eventually be relaxed. In an interview with an Italian newspaper, he said he thought solutions existed to reverse the centuries-old rule on celibacy. 2 months before people in Scotland vote on independence, the Northamptonshire town of Corby is holding its own referendum. Nicknamed Little Scotland, thousands of people there are of Scottish descent because of two major influxes of workers in the 1930s and 1960s. The mock vote was thought up by the Labour councillor, Mark Pengelly.
A lot of my friends, some of them have never ever been to Scotland, and they sound more Scottish than somebody from Glasgow. And that's because the people in their estate probably sound very Scottish, and their school sounds Scottish, so they've been brought up with it. The Corby culture as well. Iron Brew is the biggest selling drink in Corby. You get haggis and Scotch pies in the chip shop and battered everything, unfortunately.
And tonight, Germany will attempt to become the first European side to win the World Cup in South America. The final kicks off this evening in Rio de Janeiro, where Germany will take on the might of Argentina. Six Music News, your next update is at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your evolvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... cut this
dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's plucked too, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is two, cause it takes two, not three, to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. Let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Life will be dead at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. The wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly gee, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
that was I Know by De La Soul. I'm Guy Garvey, I'm with you till 4 o'clock, or if you're listening to the repeat of the show, till 2 a.m. And if you're listening whenever you listen on the iPlayer, for about an hour and a half, something like that. I played that song because it features a sample from Steely Dan's Peg, which was played on by Bernard Lee Pretty Purdy, an American session drummer, my featured artist this week, and pretty much the theme of the show. He was born in 1939... universally loved within the industry and also very, very showbiz. In fact, when he played with Steely Dan on Peg and on a couple of albums of theirs, in fact, Donald Fagan from Steely Dan tells a story that he used to put up two signs either side of his drum kit when he came to work for you for the first time. And on the left-hand side, it would say, "You've done it." And on the second sign, on the other side of your drum kit, it'd say, "You done hired the hitmaker, Bernard Pretty Purdy." So, bit of a self-promotionist. Well, it's a difficult world, the session drum world, making sure that people know who he is. He's played with Aretha Franklin, Nina Simone, we'll hear some of that in a bit. Roberta Flack, James Brown, we'll hear some of that in a bit. Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, Barry Manilow, Dionne Warwick, B.B. King, it goes on and on. And as I mentioned, with Steely Dan. Michelle, the producer of this programme, not a huge fan of Steely Dan, so apologies for this, Michelle, but I think it's great. Here is Bernard Pretty Purdy's Kid Charlemagne. It features him, it's a Steely Dan tune. By the way, pre-recording the show, as always, so don't expect any instant replies if you've been firing abuse at me.
By candlelight, though the San Francisco nights were the best. but yours was kitchen clean. Everyone stopped to stare at your Technicolor motor. Every apron had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. You go to LA on a dare and you go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away?
Get along, get along, get Charlemagne. Get along, get Charlemagne.
Now your patrons have all left you in the red. Your low rent friends are dead. This life can be very strange. All those bagel freaks who used to paint the face, they join the human race. Some things will never change.
Steely Dan's Kid Charlemagne with the limitless funk of Bernard Purdy. This next tune, almost to make amends to Michelle, who can't stand Steely Dan. I know what she doesn't like about him, and I have to say, his lyrics are questionable, very questionable, in terms of his themes sometimes. But to make it up to Michelle, I'm going to play this one from Smog. This is a delightful, beautiful, summery piece of music with some very interesting words over the top. This is I Feel Like the Mother of the World.
Whether or not there is any type of God, I'm not supposed to say. And today, I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? two children. Mother of the world with two children fighting. When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, the only tears and sighs, tears and sighs. My mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, does not matter, just stop fighting. Do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world with two children?
Smog and I Feel Like the Mother of the World. Jangly loveliness for a sunny afternoon. I hope it's a sunny afternoon. It's Wednesday making this programme. I hope the sun's shining for you on Sunday. I'm not even sure where I am on Sunday. I think I'm coming back from... I'm on my way to Scotland, I think. Oh no, I'm coming back from Scotland. And on my way to Latvia. Or something like that.
Don't miss a thing this summer with BBC Digital Radio.
Much more from Glastonbury live here on BBC Radio 6 Music. Now let's check out an earlier set.
Over on Centre Court, where all the action is taking place this afternoon on 5 Live Sports Extra. And let's talk about that controversial lineup
at the BBC Proms this year. Simply wonderful. And you'll hear every prom live on BBC Radio 3.
To find out more, search online for BBC Digital Radio.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Yes, this next tune is by Beck. It's from. It's called Elevator Music. It's from The Information. The reason I put it on is because the first time I became conscious of Bernard Purdy was when my drummer, Richard Jupp, himself a brilliant drummer, showed me a video of him doing a little jam. You should look it up. I think it's called Bernard Purdy Funk Jam. It's a little... I would guess it was a sponsored video of him playing with a bass player and showing his skills off on the drum kit. Right at the beginning of him playing, he says, well, the way this song starts is exactly the way that his jam starts. 1-2, you know what to do. Beck plays the drums on this tune himself, and he's a great drummer, but he's a huge fan of Bernard Purdy. So I thought I'd play this song for you. The amazing Elevator Music from Beck.
1-2, you know what to do.
I'm uptight, super, get it out of the frame. I shake my leg on the ground like an epileptic battery. Man, I'm making my move, letting loose like a bell. Little worse for wear, but I'm wearing it well. Tell me, what's wrong with a little grind and bump? When the stereos are rough with the kick, drum, punch. But you do it once, probably do it again and again. You did it before, but you're more erratic than them. When you had a rough night, the vibe's just begun. Let a little bit of this pass with its dust. Don't let it hold you back, like you already said. No dead flower's gonna grow till the dirt gets wet. Put the elevator music on. Sometimes to talk to my brain cell. get in a bottle of pain. Set the schoolhouse lights and never turn on again. Till the bottom wears off to these high heel boots. The body's all moved, some backbone roots. Everybody working hard till the yard's all clean. The dishes wash good in the washing machine. Now you brush your teeth and you comb back your hair. You drive your vehicle like you just didn't care. You walk into work, the boys and the girls, and you're doing it to death. It's the end of the world. Now there's everybody sweating, forgetting what's on their minds. With your hand like the mirror, you can see what's inside. When you're down and out, pounded, and there's nothing that's real. It's like a plastic heart too amputated to feel. I got a silver can Bible song.
And elevator music, almost an homage to Bernard Purdy, my featured artist this week. The record, The Information, by Beck, which has that song on it, you really should own it if you don't, was produced by Nigel Godrich of Radiohead fame. He also produced my mates Here We Go Magic. I play an awful lot of this album on the programme, but that's one of our jobs here at Six Music, isn't it? To make sure we connect you with the important record. This one, if you don't all rush out and buy it, it's going to become a lost classic. It's called A Different Ship, and I cannot recommend an album more highly at the moment. It's exactly the right time of year to get into it as well. I'm going to let it prove itself now by playing a tune from it called Alone But Moving. I'll tell you what it was at the end of the song again, so if you love this next tune, get yourself a pencil. I found out that Jen, the bass player from Here We Go Magic, has rejoined the band. She's an amazing, lyrical, sensitive, wonderful bass player. Never met the woman, but she's back in the band, which is just amazing, because they're all great musicians. Once again, for those of you with pencils at the ready, that was Alone But Moving by Here We Go Magic from their album A Different Ship. Amazing stuff. This next tune by REM reminds me of the weekend that all my mates went to university. All my mates that aren't in the band, that is. They all disappeared in the same weekend, because term time starts when it starts. And I think it was my first real heartbreak when they all buggered off and left me and the band in Bury. I mean, of course, I had my boys and that was great, but about 12 of them took off in the same weekend. We used to listen to an awful lot of REM at that time. I guess I was 18 or something like that. I remember sitting lonely, listening to this tune and being very upset, wishing my mates were with me. So for all you lot who eventually came home anyway and had families, which is great, this is REM and Perfect Circle.
Put your hair back, you get to leave. 11 gallows on your sleeve. Shallow figure, winner's paid. 11 shadows way out of place. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low.
Garvey on the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Mm-hmm. jungles are deep in the park. We've got our long way to go. The rain and the jewel weed are deep in the ground, or out across the sea. Sidewalk is frozen, I'm tired of my clothes, and the snow drifts down. I keep forgetting to blame my head, and I'm shivering in the wind. All the people on this big city block, you can't stop sleeping.
That was The First Sign of Spring by Jolie Holland from her new album Wine Dark Sea. I make no secret of my love for that girl and everything that she produces. And yeah, that's a wonderful album. Once again, Jolie Holland's Wine Dark Sea. Bernard Purdy is our man. He's the guy that we're talking about this week. He's a session drummer. He's apparently, and again this might be his own showbiz propaganda machine, apparently the most recorded drummer in history. I don't know how you check something like that. And do have a look at videos of Bernard. He's a very warm but very amusing showbiz personality. Before he's anything, though, he's an amazing drummer, proving it on this marvellous piece of music.
We've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about, as you. take two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
James Brown and Say It Loud and Black and I'm Proud, with Bernard Purdy on the drums, the man of the moment. He also played, to prove he's not just a funkster, he also played on this beautiful piece of music by Nina Simone. It's from a collection called Nina Simone Sings the Blues, which if you don't own, you really should. It's just fantastic. This is for my friend Maurice, who is absolutely obsessed with Nina, and why wouldn't you be? This tune's called In the Dark. I think you're going to love this.
Thank you. not a sound. It's not one sound. Just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Now in the dark, in the dark, I get such a thrill. When he presses his fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me to please keep still in the dark. What the rest have left behind, just let them dance. We're gonna find romance, Lord, in the dark.
Nina Simone and In the Dark, with our Bernard Purdy on the drums. Beautiful, eh?
I've been in the game for 35 years, playing records, radio, clubs, travelling around and being a DJ. And I'm still doing it. I'm actually enjoying it more than I ever enjoyed it, because the music's amazing. I feel it's kind of never been this good.
This is Giles Peterson.
People are more interested in where the music's coming from and where the music's going, and that's what the radio show's about, really. It's kind of club culture for Six Music, in a way. That's what I am, and that's what I continue to do. It's a way of being able to take you through music which you probably wouldn't imagine that you'd have liked, and to sort of slowly seduce you into my world and get you that much closer to the avant-garde and to the heritage music. It's a combination of all the aspects that make up my life in music over the last 35 years, every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 6 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
The Beckopedia has something to share with us which will lead us eventually to more blues. You might be bamboozled how, but all will be revealed. Now then.
Now then. Imagine a record, not made of vinyl, but gold-plated copper, made to be heard and appreciated, and containing some of the most wonderful music in the world. Stylus poised, it's been ready and waiting to be played for 37 years, but as yet has never been discovered. The label reads The Sounds of Earth. An engraving in the takeout groove says, to the makers of music, all worlds, all times. And that record is currently aboard a spacecraft called Voyager 1, which has left our solar system in search of other worlds and other intelligent life. If and when it's eventually found, I wonder what an alien civilization will make of a record where a Pygmy Girl's initiation song and Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good can be heard side by side. And I also wonder what 16th century contemporary of Shakespeare, Anthony Holborn, would make of the fact that 412 years after his death, The Fairy Round, a delightful confection he composed, is now millions of miles away, floating in the silence of space and waiting to be found. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
As chosen by the Beckopedia, that was Anthony Holbourne's The Fairy Round. And here's how it links to the blues. The golden record that she was talking about that's on board Voyager 1 was compiled by Carl Sagan, who is, he was an American TV scientist. Brian, what's his face? Lovely lad. Brian Cox, there we go. Brian Cox cites Carl Sagan as being his biggest influence. Somebody who got very, very excited about the universe and everything in it. And he compiled what ended up on the golden record on Voyager 1, including his son, Nick Sagan, saying hello as a child. That's beautiful, isn't it? Also on that record, and I found this out through an episode of The West Wing, huge fan of that programme. Little bit schmaltzy as time marches on, but in a way that I can deal with, given that the dialogue's so good. It was pointed out on that programme in one episode that Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night was also on that golden record, is also on that golden record, flying through the cosmos. Had a terrible life, Blind Willie Johnson. He wasn't born blind. Apparently, after a domestic fight between his mum and his dad, his mum threw a substance called lye in the child's face, which blinded him. Lye is a terrible sort of caustic chemical at the base of lots of cleaning products, and it blinded the boy. He made a cigar box guitar, and his father used to make him go on the streets and play for people. Then he became a preacher, and at one point in his life seemed very, very satisfied. And he was a preacher until he died. He died in awful circumstances, though. His house burnt down, and he was forced to live in the ruins on a damp mattress in the Texas heat, which is what did for him, apparently. He developed malaric sort of fever, which finished him off. A terribly sad beginning and end to the man's life, and I think it's wonderful that he still delights us with his music. Here's Blind Willie Johnson, and Dark Was the Night. Inspired by our mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia's choice of Anthony Holbourne's The Fairy Round, that was Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night. Both of those pieces of music on a golden record flying through the cosmos on Voyager 1. Most of the music on the golden record Most of the pieces of music are classical. I'm pretty sure Radio 4 must have done a documentary on it before, but if they haven't, there you go, there's an idea for someone scratching for a commission. Ry Cooder based the soundtrack to the film Paris, Texas on that piece of music you just heard, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, with the exception of a couple of pieces that are on there. One of them is Canción Mixteca, and I think this is wonderful. Harry Dean Stanton, who stars in the film and just has the most lovable voice and face, he's just one of my favourite actors, sings on this beautiful thing. Once again, from the Paris, Texas soundtrack, this is Ry Cooder and Harry Dean Stanton with Canción Mixteca. Now, I don't know whether to laugh or cry when I hear this one. He knows what he wants to do.
Just watch the sunrise on the other side of town. Once more I've waited, and once more you've let me down. This would be a perfect time for me to die. I'd like to take this opportunity to cry. You gave your word, Now I'll return it to you with this suggestion as to what you can do. Just exchange the words I love you to goodbye while I take this opportunity to cry. I'd like to see you, but I'm afraid I don't know wrong from right. And if I saw you, would I kiss you? I want to kill you on sight. It's been a long night, so I think I'll go home and feed my nightmares. They've been waiting all night long. They'll be the last ones to tell me goodbye. And they'll give me many opportunities to cry.
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Adam Porter. Israel has warned people living in northern Gaza to leave their homes before it carries out more airstrikes. Palestinian officials say more than 160 people have been killed since Tuesday. Israel says hundreds of rockets have been fired into its territory, although there have been no casualties. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says the fighting in Gaza must end.
There is an urgent need to bring an end to the violence in Gaza and to restore the November 2012 ceasefire agreement.
The business secretary, Vince Cable, says he plans to toughen the rules governing the takeover of British companies by foreign firms. Labour has called on the government to strengthen the public interest test after recent concerns that a failed US bid for the pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca could have jeopardised jobs and research. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has said it's important for the Church of England to accept female bishops. Members of the Church's ruling body, the Synod, will cast their final vote on the issue tomorrow. Archbishop Welby said the fact the Church had not yet approved women bishops was almost incomprehensible to the general public. Regular eye tests could in future be used to diagnose early-stage Alzheimer's. Researchers say early trials of two different techniques show key signs of the condition can be picked up in the retina and lens of the eye with a high level of accuracy. Alison Cook from the Alzheimer's Society says the development could have major implications.
You can have these signs tens of years before you can go on to develop the disease, so it gives us a new window for looking at treatments or prevention for people.
And final preparations are being made for the World Cup final in Brazil's Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. It's the third World Cup final between Germany and Argentina. If Germany win, they'll become the first European country to win the tournament on Latin American soil. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
Six
Music.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
My world from the ground to my head.
Little Dragon and Crystal Film. I missed them by inches at Glastonbury Festival, where they performed, and apparently it was amazing. I hope we're on some more bills throughout the summer as Elbow's festival trail continues around Europe. It's been brilliant so far. Keep running into the Bombay Bicycle Club boys, who've asked me to be part of a secret film they're making, which sounds like a load of fun. Who else have we seen? The guys from Bell and Sebastian were knocking about, which always reminds me of festival time, because the very first festival we ever did, I think, was the Reading or Leeds Festival, one or the other, and we were challenged to a game of five-a-side by them. A nice way to be introduced to your peers. Lovely, festival-friendly dudes. I'm going to play this tune by Lata Mangeshkar. Let me get my notes up for this lady. She's pretty impressive. This tune was a Song for Guy recommendation a couple of months ago from a chap called Tony Priest, and he wrote me a beautiful email explaining what the song was all about, which I can't find because I'm a disorganised... Because it's my job to be confused. Because I'm a disorganised bugger. But Lata Mangeshkar is an Indian singer and occasional musical composer. She's one of the best known and most respected playback singers in India. Her voice is all over Indian films. Apparently she's been recording for over 7 decades and has put singing over 1,000 Hindi films. I think that's pretty impressive. This song is something to do, if memory serves, with unrequited or unpursuable love between two peoples from different castes. It's very sweet, it's very beautiful, it's very sad. It's called Kabhi Kabhi, and it's Lata Mangeshkar. Thanks for the original Song for Guy recommendation, by the way, Tony Priest.
Kabhi kabhi mere dil mein khayal aata hai.
Kabhi kabhi mere dil mein khayal aata hai. Ke jaise tujhko banaya gaya hai mere liye. Ke jaise tujhko तुझे जमीन पे बुलाया गया है मेरे लिए. तुझे जमीन पे बुलाया गया है मेरे लिए. कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है कि ये बदन ये निगाहें मेरी अमानत है. कि ये बदन ये निगाहें मेरी अमानत है. ये गेसुओं की घनी छाँव है मेरी खातिर. ये होंठ
सुहाग रात है घूंघट उठा रहा हूँ.
घूंघट उठा रहा हूं मैं, सिमट रही है तू शर्मा के अपनी बाहों में, सिमट रही है तू शर्मा के अपनी
मैं जानता हूँ कि तू गैर है मगर यूं ही, मैं जानता हूँ कि तू गैर है मगर यूं ही, कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है,
so sweet. Lata Mangeshkar and Kabhi Kabhi. I absolutely love that. Thank you very much to Tony Priest for turning us onto that tune in the first place. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, that's recommendation rather than request, try and pick something you've not heard on the programme, and maybe I won't have heard because it's from a different era or a different country or a genre that you don't think I'm into. My ears are open. You don't actually have to send the tune. Just send the recommendation in an email and why you like it and maybe where you found it to guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Write that down anyway in case you think of something midweek. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or just follow the links on my page on the Six Music website. Somebody's done exactly that. B. Whitaker from The Borders has been in touch and said, completely out of the blue, fell head over heels with the most gorgeous woman on earth. What, you're dating my mother? He goes on to say, she introduced me to this song. Valerie is from Memphis. Valerie June is the Valerie in question, by the way. The song's called Somebody to Love. Valerie's from Memphis, Tennessee, and signed to Rob DeBank's label Sunday Best. Sensing that you are a hopeless romantic too, I thought you'd appreciate this beautiful tune. I listen to you in the bath every week. Keep up the good work. B. Whitaker. Well, that's just amazing news, and I wish you all the love and luck and happiness that anybody can have ever, the pair of you. One thing though, you're going to need a bigger bath.
Well, if you're tired and feeling so lonely, you wake up at night thinking that only if you had somebody, somebody to love. Did the day there were plenty of fish in the sea, but you're out in the cold and you're feeling empty, looking for somebody. Will I be somebody? Somebody.
B. Whitaker and his woman. That is Valerie June and Somebody to Love. What a beautiful little sentiment. And a nice story of love requited for a Sunday afternoon. That's what we want.
Six music.
I think I went to my first festival when I was about 10.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
Ever since I saw Nirvana play, it was the first time I'd seen a crowd of that size behaving in that way. And it's the first time I think I'd ever been up that close to, like, an idol and someone I was completely obsessed with.
Ladies and gentlemen, Festival.
This summer, Six Music goes on tour to some of our favourite festivals. Green Man Festival. And this week,
I'll be live from Latitude, scouring the lineup for new discoveries and bringing those festival vibes to your Friday.
Tom Ravenscroft, live at Latitude.
Friday night from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
This next tune by the Blue Nile, are they in love? Is it falling apart? Who knows? All I know is, it's beautiful. It's the Blue Nile's Let's Go Out Tonight, and it's perfect Sunday afternoon music.
The cars go by.
Ah, oh, bit of Eno, do you think? Gorgeous. Thank you so much for being with me for another week. I've absolutely loved the programme. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendations. Please keep them coming in. And it's the same address if you've got any abuse for me. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. A big thanks to our featured artist, Bernard Pretty Purdy. Thank you for the funk. Thanks to Mr. Jupp for turning me onto it as well. Thanks to the Beckopedia. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer from Elbow. I'll see you next week. And here to play us out, as always, is Bill Evans. Everybody digs Bill Evans.